Isn't this a sports show?
We're going to start, or I'm assuming everyone is starting their shows today, which is a review of this show from Reddit.
Almost entirely.
JB Briscoe can get annoying sometimes. He tries to make me a better person. I'm just looking for sports.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I'm sacrificing life and limb only for you to tell me that I can get annoying sometimes. How dare you, Reddit? What have I ever done that's annoying you?
I'm Reddit. I think this show is annoying sometimes.
What have I ever done that's annoying?
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, I'm definitely not trying to make you a better person today.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810.
If you're wondering at all if I'm feeling any healthier today, I've been drinking kombucha for the last 2 hours. So, there's your hint. Welcome to Almost Entirely Sports. We're sick today. Two-thirds of the show is sick as hell.
Woo!
As opposed to usual, and the whole show is sick as hell. Am I right? Cool kids? No? All right, very good. Rudy's back. Hey, Rudy.
I mean, Beards is definitely not, like, healthy mentally, I would say.
Beards is not. Oh, Beards isn't healthy, right? Physically. Yeah,
yeah, or physically. This man eats. Yeah.
Hey, Beards, what'd you eat today?
And Slims.
And listen.
And 2 chocolate chip cookies, and they're delicious.
All delicious.
Fresh made.
What did you have for breakfast today?
Nothing.
Slims.
What are you gonna have for your third? What else did you eat today?
That's it.
What are you gonna eat something tonight on your way home? You're gonna swing by Hy-Vee and grab a steak, go to Johnny's.
Yeah.
Whoa, just a little sandwich?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's exciting. You know,
I might make some pasta. It's pasta.
Maybe, let me guess. A nice white meat turkey, lean.
I don't like turkey. I'm doing what? What did you say?
I don't like turkey.
Yeah, I knew the answer was ham.
So freaking weird that Beer doesn't like turkey. A couple of depressing things. One is that I've flip through our televisions here to try to get us anything that will maybe accidentally give us a topic on the TV in front of me. And today that option is Phillies Braves.
Ooh.
So if you're wondering if there's something else on television tonight that you should be paying attention to instead of this show, solve that one for you. Also, we have something to confront Rudy about that I don't think he knows, which is exciting.
Definitely don't know.
Definitely doesn't know. There's also a lot of Chiefs stuff. We got some very sort of surprising news today out of Chiefs practice regarding the health of Eric Fisher and then what happens after all of this. So that's very good. But I'm glad that you mentioned just like turkey, because this is not at all where I plan on starting the show, but we're going to get to a ton of Chiefs stuff. And Rudy's back. And so I want to talk about my favorite thing, which is myself. I went grocery shopping yesterday after the show, and like, wait a second, that's at like 10:30 or whatever. Like, yeah, no, I'm aware. I'm just walking around. Oh, and I haven't even talked about on the show that I did buy AirPods. Also, Rudy has bought AirPods, and I feel more affluent.
Yeah.
And so far, can I just say, the hype that I would. All right, side to a side conversation now about AirPods before I get back to my groceries. Wow. That's on brand, huh?
Going down a dark rabbit hole here.
To pause talking about my groceries for a second, which we paused talking about Jalen Ramsey for a second, let me first talk about my AirPods. Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810.
Hey, that's the name of the show!
It sure is, Beards. Never miss a beat.
I forgot how good he is.
I'm afraid to laugh too hard because if I do, I'm gonna start hacking.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get these weird little deep giggles out of me today. Because if I take a slightly deeper breath, I'm going to begin hacking up a hairball. Because Rudy got everybody at the American Royal sick.
Factually incorrect.
That's what Jason says.
Jason's a liar because Jason like literally told me before I was ever sick, my entire family's sick. As I'm standing right next to him, like, man, you're.
Why'd you get Jason's family sick, Rudy?
That's my question.
I knew he was going to pass it on to me.
Another question for you, Beards. Look at the board right now. Do you have the levels higher for me and Rudy than you maybe ever had them?
No.
Because I feel like I just don't have the volume tonight. I've got the energy. No, I don't have the energy either. I have the content. I just don't have the volume.
No, I've got it where I usually do.
All right, that's good. Well, it means that the
performance enhancing. I can turn it down if you want.
No, I don't want
like
you to.
Like all the way?
No, I'd like to keep talking, please. The performance enhancing kombucha has clearly been working. But Rudy and I had been talking about buying AirPods for a really long time. We had tweeted about it. I basically did a whole like Chiefs media room poll. Like every time I saw anyone pull AirPods out of their bag at training camp, I was like, "Hey, you have these. Were these worth the money?" It was like Nate and Brooke. Teicher has them. I did not talk to him about them ahead of time.
Matt Derrick has them.
And then I talked to Matt Derrick about them for like an extensive amount of time. And
Teicher having AirPods is like the upset.
Oh, it's so great.
It's very good.
So you guys all saw the pictures from the end of training camp where the media all showed up in like Hawaiian shirts and stuff?
Yes.
I mean, you now know the answer because this is the thing that made me start the story. But Nate, Brooke, and I had kind of like had that conversation about it.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever Brooke and I decided we're going to try to start recruiting other people, one of the only other Chiefs people in the media room in St. Joe was Teicher. And I was like, Brooke was like, we got to ask Teicher. I was like, Brooke, come on. Like, you're going to ask Teicher, but you think he's going to show up in a Tommy Bahama for the last day of camp just because... She's like, Adam, would you wear a Hawaiian shirt last day of camp? And he was like, bleep, yeah, I would. Sounds great. Let's do it. And I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Teicher just generally underrated. Adam Teicher, underrated. I am here for this take.
Yeah.
I've even had people like... I had somebody like DM me at one point. It's like, is Teicher as grouchy as he seems? It's like, no.
No, he's not at all.
And I know, I understand what you're doing there, but no, he's wonderful.
I love when he like cracks jokes to us about like the fact that he has like ESPN Kansas City shirts that like none of us have ever seen.
Yes,
before.
Because those shirts are older than we are. And so Teicher with the Hawaiian shirt and the AirPods, it's like looking into a mirror. It makes me so happy.
Now listen, if he comes in wearing like Yeezys one day,
What? Finish that sentence.
The world ends.
I disagree. I disagree. Why can't Teicher have a little drip? He clearly already does. How did we get here? AirPods. We did
we're our third layer in right
Chiefs
now.
We are
two groceries, AirPods to Teicher.
Yeah, so we're gonna go back one layer out now in this inception. You know, in an inception, they have to go in, they have to go out.
We've
back
now,
layer
we've,
by
we've
layer.
Woken up from one dream.
We've planted
dream,
the idea of the idea we had to plant. Three layers in.
Is that you should listen to the show.
Was Teicher and Yeezys.
Yeah, and now we've woken up from that dream.
Yes.
And now we're attempting to wake up from the dream that is the AirPods.
We're in the AirPods dream right now. Yeah. We still got to do stuff in the AirPods dream. Because I did want to say, now Rudy bought them first, and he also bought a case for them that's a little like Nintendo Switch, and it's so good, and it's also, I got to say, so Rudy.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Right now, like on my backpack, just like clip to it, is AirPods that have a Nintendo Switch case and a Pokeball Plus.
Have you hooked up with Let's Go yet, by the way? Every time I bring it up, you're like, oh, no, I really haven't.
I did today, actually. When I was killing time in between everything, I went in and I finally did that.
You are going to get so much experience.
Yeah, I know. I threw Pikachu in there. My Pokeball did a little Pika at me, and I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Rudy, it's cute as hell.
Yeah. And so now I expect to just start racking up, you know, levels and candy.
Dude, it's so good. I have also... We're going to get
through... Are we going back to another third dream here?
It's a different dream. Rudy was talking about this earlier. We were talking about this literally 10 minutes ago. He was saying, like, if I find the Pokestop at a place I, like, have to be, it makes my day genuinely better.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we may be very, very close. I swear to God, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson at some point. We may be at a point of if not Nirvana, some sort of... next layer of awokenness, not wokeness, but awokenness.
Yeah.
Where I think we're starting to understand that if you can find things in your life that make the joyless things a little more joyful, you should embrace that. And for me and Rudy, it's Pokemon Go. It's Let's Go on the Switch. It's the little AirPods. Listen to the little top of it click shut. I mean, it's so everything about it is so satisfying. I'm happier to be places when I have these things that make me happier, and I think that we've discovered a great joy there. Which to finish off the AirPod discussion, if you, dear listener, are on the fence, first of all, Walmart's website had a great deal on them that you should go look at. I don't know if it's still active or not, but they did. And this is my public service. This is my PSA. is that Walmart's website had a great deal on the newest generation of AirPods. But they don't fall out of my ears. I was super worried about it, and they don't. Sometimes you got to go in for a quick little clean out. Not a big deal. All the intuitiveness of it with how it hooks up with your iPhone and everything. Super clean, super fun.
And the ability to switch through from device to device. Because I've had other like wireless ones where I've had to disconnect from one device
then
reconnect to the other. I can go from my iPad to my iPhone just by just a simple click. It's just it's super easy. It's not complicated at all. I don't have to disconnect and then retry to like reconnect or refine the device. Like it's just super simple.
It is so futuristic. And that's something that Apple does extremely well. And Google does it very well also. Where it's like, oh, yes, I'm realizing now that I'm living in the future. Oh, it's so great. These have been a good investment. I've been made very happy by them on multiple occasions. The layer outside of that was grocery-related, which I really didn't expect to get bumped by the AirPod conversation. But so I went to get groceries last night. And then I got home, and I had two realizations as I was about to make a sandwich. One is that I had forgotten to buy all of the vegetables that I planned on buying. I wanted to make another carrot raisin salad. I forgot to get shredded carrots. I wanted to get some spinach. I forgot to get spinach. I wanted to get some lettuce. Forgot to get lettuce. I just straight up forgot every single produce item because whatever path I took at Walmart, I just straight up forgot. And then I opened up my sliced turkey from a brand that I will not name, although it sounds like they're going to send me coupons as a refund. I don't want coupons. I want you to send me money. Or I'm going to just, I've already thrown away my receipt.
Turkey.
Or send me a turkey, damn it. I want
a full turkey.
I want you to send me the country of Turkey. What did Trump want to buy?
Iceland. Greenland.
Greenland, because it's the icy one. Yeah, no. He wanted to buy Greenland. Yeah. I want this company that has a big wiener mobile to send me turkey.
Fun fact about Greenland, it's actually a strategic missile like intercepting place.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like a really good place. Like if you want to intercept missiles that are being shot from obviously from overseas, like they like Greenland's a really good spot to have for that.
That's really important that I know that because that's actually one of my future career paths. I think
I learned that from a podcast,
which you're listening to through your AirPods,
which are great,
which are the best. While eating vegetables, which I've remembered to buy. So then I went out to Chiefs, and we'll play you audio from that.
Oh, also Greenland
probably
not
next
green.
Segment. Not green. Yeah. Icy. It's icy.
It's not green at all.
But Iceland's green. What the hell?
I don't know how photographers. That, yeah, I don't know how that happens. I don't know if like they just got mixed up. Like they're like, okay, now which one of these was the one where there's
it wouldn't, there's, it wouldn't there's be like it wouldn't be like World Explorers.
I remember
to get confused about naming
it. It was like 50, something to do with the Vikings.
Should we all talk?
I think we should.
I could just turn all your mics off and then I can talk.
Yeah. You could, but
see what I remember hearing as a kid was it was like the Vikings or whatever, and they were like sending their enemies over there, and they're like, "Oh yeah, Greenland is a totally cool place. Go live there, where it's completely icy." They tricked them.
Now, what I think would have been the best at going about that was be Rudy finishes his little joke, I have a little joke, and then Beards, you would have a theoretically plausible answer. What we did there, I guess, also worked.
Vikings. That's a cold play right there.
So I go back to buy more groceries today between Chiefs and then coming back into the station because when else am I going to get groceries? My schedule's weird as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I straight up just buy vegetables and like things that are on the bottle say this will make you feel less terrible, which is currently my fight.
In theory, they will.
And I don't know.
Side like, effects why is include this, death.
Why is this turmeric shot going to help? I don't know. But it's $2 and I feel bad, so I'll try it.
The very least, hoping that, like, it's like the placebo effect. Like, whether it's actually making you feel better, you feel like you feel better, which in theory should make you feel better.
And at the very least, I find it reasonable to think that if I eat lots of, like, fruits and vegetables, that's going to be good for my body. That's something I pretty fundamentally buy into. So what I'm doing, the turkey that I bought was gross. I opened the turkey and it's got this like weird coagulated like fat in it. I don't know, man. It was gunky and awful and it makes
That's
me,
the worst.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
And then last weekend, girlfriend Renee and I went to Hutch to the Kansas State Fair because she like spent her childhood there. She wanted to do it. It's like a birthday trip, whatever. Weird and off brand for me, but it was, you know, it was fun. And I was mediocrely okay at a handful of the football and baseball throwing fair games. I have an inflatable football to prove it. I wasn't good enough to win a good prize, but I was just good enough to win a bad prize. And take that, one guy on Twitter
that
said,
which is the
said,
real prize.
That's the real prize, absolutely. Yeah.
Not the friends we found along the way?
Those were also great, but here's the problem. The friends I found along the way were like, these. Look at these cute little pigs. Oh, look at all of these majestic-looking chickens. Look at these huge-ass cows.
Lunch.
Look at these cute little lunches. And all of that all together, the grossness
of lunches the last 2 days.
The grossness of the meat that I got from the grocery store, combined with the fact that, like, every time I hear people talk about pigs, like, yeah, actually, these are, like, really, really smart animals, and it's, like, kind of bleeped up that we eat them. I'm just in kind of a mood.
Have you ever had bacon?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, that's
it's
why.
Delicious.
You ever
that's
had ribs?
Why we eat them.
I find ribs generally less delicious. The best ribs I've ever had were made by Mitch Schwartz.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun fact that I can say forever. And dead serious too. Not an exaggeration.
They were, you know, no, everything.
I would have killed that pig with my bare hands.
Yeah, the food he made.
I'd have put that pig
amazing.
In a chokehold and let Mitch Schwartz cook it in front of my face.
Lord of the Flies.
Animal Farm. Joke would have been better if I wasn't hacking up a lung. The good thing about having Rudy in the studio is whenever I hit my cough button to kill the direct cough that I'm giving,
I actually turn my mic.
You're still going to hear it just from farther away. Yeah, that's excellent.
I should just turn
I push it a little bit closer.
I should just turn on all the microphones in there. Just
for the ambient
whenever
sound.
Whenever both of you hit your cough buttons at the same time, there's just...
That'll be... Yeah, that's accurate. But I'm kind of in a weird place with the cognitive dissonance of meat eating. It's just kind of... If you think about it too much, it starts getting a little strange. And so I just bought vegetables today, and this is my, I made like a real kick-ass like vegetable sandwich, just a straight-up veggie sandwich with a bunch of different ingredients on it and everything. It was delicious. I trust myself to make good food that isn't including meat, and I'm still 1,000% going, if we go to lunch, or I guess dinner before a show, and you say, hey, we're going to Slim's, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'll take just the fries. I'm not a psychopath. But that's a little experiment that I'm on right now. It's like, what if I just stop buying meat at like the grocery store, and still, you know, there's a Five Guys next door to here. I'm gonna be there, like tomorrow. You're gonna see me at Five Guys. But this is my new experience and my new experiment that I'm going through right now. And I honestly cannot remember how this conversation / this segment / this show got started. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
I don't have an answer.
It just
that.
We got to AirPods and. Adam Teicher wearing Yeezys in the future and me buying exclusively vegetables at the grocery store. And I don't remember, honestly, like my head is clouded by Sudafed right now. Which I'm now starting to wonder if crushing them up and snorting them was not the best way to consume them.
Oh, it was the best. No, it was the
best. I just figured like
it gets in the bloodstream faster.
Yeah, well then the congestion's in my nose. So yeah. I figure if I crush it up and then snort that.
You're getting it in the location that needs it.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly right.
I don't see any problem with it. My grocery store plan.
It doesn't make me ask questions about how Blue Chew is consumed.
Well, when I go to a grocery store, I just try to spend like less than $50.
It's a nice thought that you're having there, Rudy. I don't think I've ever spent less than $50 at a grocery store.
Oh, I'm pretty good at it now. Now, like, I only eat sandwiches. It's like bread,
for sure.
Sandwich meat, cheese.
I like to treat myself to a frozen pizza.
Chips,
lettuce. See, and like a lot of times I don't even go chips, man. A lot of times I'm just like, depending on where I'm at, I'm like, okay, we're just going salad here.
Cheez-It Grooves, sponsor this show. White cheddar Cheez-It Grooves changed my life forever.
Cheez-It's nasty.
Wait, what?
Such a weird bleeping take,
Wait,
Beards.
Do you not eat cheese on your sandwiches?
No, it's Cheez-Its.
Oh, Cheez-Its.
That's the most like
it's a
generic
cheese.
Snack.
But
how
yeah,
do
how
you
do you not
hate
like Cheez-Its?
Because they don't taste good.
Like, are we talking just generic Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Have you tried other kinds of Cheez-Its?
No.
They taste different.
Okay.
Yeah.
The grooves are incredible. But who actively hates Cheez-Its?
Yeah, like, I'm not saying the Cheez-It's, like, the greatest snack there is, but, like, it's not bad.
It's totally passable.
Yeah.
In all circumstances.
Yeah.
I've had the hot take that if you give me a Cheez-Its or Cheese Nips, straight up original cheese flavor, you might need to go take those nips. And boy, oh boy... Reel that one back. I might prefer Cheese Nips if you gave me a straight up 1-to-1 comparison. But no one's ever been like, hey, do you want Cheez-Its? I'm like, no! Bleep you! Go to hell! Which is what I think Beards is doing. Beards likes five things. Man. He likes fried chicken, French fries, ham sandwiches, pepperoni pizza, and Coke with no ice.
Six things. Bread.
And bread.
And bread. Oh, speaking of which, Beards, I meant to tell you this earlier.
You're such a weird person.
There's a decent amount of just Coke cans underneath by the stairways. Help yourself.
Oh, he's going to smuggle them out of here like a drug mule.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
Also, like if you just at any point you just want a Coke around here, literally the cooler, there's like five coolers downstairs just full of variety of stuff. Free game for anybody in the station.
Anybody
at the station who works here who's listening,
or if you happen to be
coming by to pick up tickets,
if you have
and you just see a cooler laying around, just
open
up, grab a Coke.
That's good. We have RinFest tickets to give away that I need to do
Sprite,
at some point.
A little bit of everything.
If you need to come by and pick up tickets at any point, just find a cooler, take a can. Maybe take two cans. Yeah,
don't take the cooler.
No,
but just take
it.
It's the honor system here, so I'm trusting you people. But open it up. See what's in there. You might even find one with like a bottle of club soda or something. Take it. We've got plenty of it.
I don't know. I don't know the difference between tonic and club soda.
Me neither. They look a little like tonic has a little more of a slight almost yellow color to it. But I don't really know the difference. Speaking of which, there is literally a cooler.
We will talk about Eric Fisher's injury soon.
Cooler full of Apple Reds. If you just want to
Okay.
You can just roll out with that. Okay. I know you're a fan of the Reds.
Were. What's the situation with all of these Coke products and our relationship with them? Can
they
I be mildly critical?
They were provided to us by a sponsor.
Yeah, and so I don't want to... Reds Apple Ale is good. It's fine. Beers, I need you to say...
Yeah, I don't
fine.
Know. I don't know
say
how
it again?
You...
It's fine.
I don't know how you've changed. I remember last year that was like your thing at the American Roller.
Yeah, and I did have a significant amount of it that I never really kind of
got
through.
To.
Yeah, so, you know.
You don't have to take it, but want it. If you also just want to try some tonic water or
I'm
club
Googling
soda,
right now. Okay,
like, hey,
so here's the difference between club soda, seltzer, sparkling water, and tonic water. Okay?
We don't have seltzer or sparkling water, just club soda.
We're going to talk about Eric Fisher next. They're all types of
Are we going to talk about Bobby Witt?
We'll get to him right after we talk about Eric Fisher. They're all types of carbonated water.
I've got some Jalen Rose audio about Durant.
Hey, listen here. We actually played that eventually. It just took us 6 months.
That is true.
Club soda, seltzer, sparkling, and tonic water are all different types of carbonated drinks. However, they vary in processing methods and added compounds. This results in different mouthfeels or flavors, which is why some people prefer one type of carbonated water over the next. This is very broken down as they go. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just feel like it wouldn't be very good radio. Not that that's something that has stopped me in the past. Here we go. Here's the bottom line. Club soda is artificially infused with carbon and mineral salts. Similarly, seltzer is artificially carbonated but does not contain any added minerals. Sparkling mineral water, on the other hand, is naturally carbonated from a spring or well. Tonic water is also carbonated, but it contains... quinine and added sugar, which means it contains calories.
Mm-hmm. Does it say like what drinks I guess go best? Like
this article does not.
I know vodka, tonic and vodka is like a common drink.
I know gin and tonic is a common thing that I do not personally enjoy. But that's about all the information I have at the moment.
Or maybe it's vodka and club soda that people push. I don't remember.
Vodka soda is definitely a thing. Yeah, you got it straight up as wrong as you could have.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it could have been wronger. Like vodka and Coke Zero. I could have said that, which do go together, but like I could have said that.
You almost couldn't have been more wrong in the thing you were trying to have be more wrong.
Yeah.
Vodka and Crystal Pepsi.
Wait, is Crystal Pepsi a thing?
I mean, it used to be a thing.
Oh, okay.
This show's very young, so someone just drove into a ditch. First of all, I imagine the ditches are pretty much filled at this point if you've been listening to the last 26 minutes of this show. But someone just drove into a ditch because they didn't realize that we were young enough to not know about Crystal Pepsi.
This has been a long 24 minutes.
I can't believe we're actually already this far into the show.
You could have said, like, vodka and dog poop. Like, that would have been more wrong.
I mean, it would.
But you didn't even go to the extreme there.
I didn't. It's very true. I mean, people probably do mix vodka
And dog poop? Because I bet they don't.
Well, I hear in some places that's a delicacy.
Glad you're back, Rudy.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Andy says...
on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
When I walked out of Chiefs availability today into the outdoor sun of, you know, 12:30, I wanted to pass out on the cement and die.
When you see on the injury report this week, a couple players are questionable due to sickness.
It could be my fault.
Well, I wouldn't even say you. I would just say just blame. It's probably just on us as a collective.
That's fair. I coughed on Cam
everybody
Irving
out
and
there
now
was sick.
Jeff Allen's playing left tackle.
From our outlet, so, you know.
But all the thing for me also is just that it was hot as hell. It is so hot, and this show is so phlegmy right now, and it legit is like almost 100 degrees outside with the heat index of my car. Temperature said it was over 100, which I know isn't correct, but like we're talking about 90 plus degrees plus just standing in the sun, and somehow 2/3 of this show has a cold, and that sucks.
Cold is way worse.
Oh, it's miserable.
Way worse.
A winter cold, people at least like get it.
Everybody has it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You're just everybody
for
is just
3 months.
With a cold
it's
for
the
months.
Walking dead.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways you can get in touch with the show. You can watch the show on the Sports Radio 810 Facebook page. You can actually like see us here. You can listen,
I don't know
of
if
course.
You want to see us, but you can.
You can watch me blow my nose right during now. Commercial breaks yeah. for sure. Is Mahomes in a commercial with Logic, or is that just a man in round glasses? No, that's not a lot. Nope.
No,
okay, it's
definitely.
Not.
Well, I don't know. That might be.
He looks like the rapper Logic in a helmet. Not Mahomes, but this actor in the Sunday Ticket commercial. That's funny. I hadn't seen the Mahomes commercial before.
I hadn't either.
There's
so many of them.
There are a bunch of ways you can get in touch with the show, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You can also text the show, 913-912-4810. Especially whenever Rudy's here, it makes it easier for all of us to see all of these things. You can also tweet all of us individually. I'm at JB Briscoe. Rudy is at NotThatRudy. Beards is at BeardsMcFly. You can also use the hashtag AAS on 810. Beards, there was a couple of Facebook comments that you wanted to read, and then I have a tweet.
Via Keith.
I went to like cough and like help the cough button and then try to talk
it. Yeah, I've done it.
I also have a Facebook comment.
Oh, look at this. So, yeah. Okay, Beards, go.
Round table.
Via Keith, I've got Briscoe on Facebook Live and Guy Fieri on TV. What has my life become? Sam responds, your life has become amazing.
Totally true.
Hard argue.
I would also say that your life has become bleached, is what's going to happen there. Your life has become bleach blonde.
Yeah.
Rudy, comment.
Daniel Wirtz, who interned here.
Yes.
Remember longer hair?
Yes, I do.
Says
I remember who it was before you described him as the man with a longer
part
hair.
Part of it is, my guess is Beards would recognize him, but probably doesn't know who he is.
Beards only remembers people who have brought him chicken and Coke with no ice.
He said, what if, Almost Entirely Sports is our Nirvana?
I kind of think it might be.
Yeah, which is also scary because that means like we're done. Way before, like,
that's a good point.
Like we definitely hit pretty good peaks, but then almost immediately after, we're done.
I think what it
which
means,
actually might be the way. Yeah, that feels right.
I think the continued evolution of AES being Nirvana, especially in the sports talk radio world, is that we just continue to grow.
Yeah,
and we bring this message to more and more people.
And then
I don't even care
goes.
If it's. I don't even care
and
if it's Courtney just
Cox like breaks this up and everything just goes horribly wrong.
What breaks us up?
Courtney Cox. She was the.
Got it. Sorry. I only heard parts of that. Like the cable company? What? Rudy.
The actress.
That's a great point. Yeah. I was thinking about Nirvana as in the mental state, not Nirvana in the band, but that also does seem reasonable.
A little bit of everything.
This show
right?
being Nirvana the band does feel actually horrifyingly more accurate.
Yeah. I think that's
is Beards
what
Dave Grohl?
I think that's what he's in reference to.
I think
like,
you're right.
And then Beards, like once we're both gone,
Beards
just thrives actually on his own. Like he ends up with his own like weird like Game of Thrones. Like not necessarily Game of Thrones, but like fiction,
I mean,
like long form fiction book series podcast that just like blows up and like he ends up on the Ringer Network and it's just like.
Listen, Beards, you could say has
right?
already Beards has already outlived a few lead singers in this time slot.
For sure.
So clearly I'm going to either be killed in under surprising and confusing circumstances or, you know, just kind of peace out.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the rest of the band Nirvana.
That's me.
But
though.
that has to be you, right?
Yeah,
it has to be
sure.
you because Beard has already shown himself to be the one that's going to latch on to the next thing.
And it's definitely me though too
fish.
Because after this, like, I'm not on, like, I'm on social media, but I'm also not on there like a ton.
Yeah.
To the sense that, like, I will just disappear.
Yep. Up next, Rudy's the Grateful Dead.
I'm trying to, like, find another, like, Nirvana's member
pretty
of
good.
Nirvana.
I think there was only three of them, which works.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Or, like, three original ones. I think they kept trying to replace Kurt Cobain at least once, but, like, the original
Good luck,
band
guys!
Was three.
When I'm dead,
well,
so is this show.
It obviously didn't work.
When I'm dead, this show's also, it dies with me. The tweet that I wanted to read makes me genuinely so happy from Brett, who said, tweeted at me at JB Briscoe and said, first time listening tonight. Whenever a tweet starts that way, I get nervous. First time listening tonight, somewhat confused, somewhat entertained, definitely going to listen again.
That's the brand.
That's all we can ask for, baby. That is 100% all we can ask
for. That's the slogan. Of the show. Someone confused, someone, they said someone.
I corrected
somewhat,
it on his back.
Somewhat
you know.
Entertained, definitely going to listen again.
That is 100% all we can ask for.
I'll take that.
And occasionally you'll be somewhat more informed, I like to think. But, you know, it's, we're just juggling.
For sure.
We're just juggling back here. There was something else that I wanted to talk about. There's also a lot of things trending that I keep clicking on Twitter. Like, why is Nightwing trending? Also, this show has continued its obsession with Pokemon, and Farfetch is finally getting an evolution.
Nightwing
and
is...
oh, my goodness.
Is that, like, what Robin becomes?
Yeah.
So, I have no idea. I've just been seeing a lot of ads today, like, when I'm watching YouTube videos about, like, DC. Like, I think some of their new seasons... Like on their DC streaming app.
I forgot about
some
that
of
those,
I think some of their new seasons of shows are starting up, so maybe that has to do with it. I could be wrong. Right. I've just been seeing ads on YouTube, basically, for that all day.
We haven't really talked about the Joker reviews coming in, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie.
The trailer
said it's really good.
The trailer looks great.
The trailer looks really good. Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix is really good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Is that unreasonable?
No. I think that's totally fair. Like, we've had, like, Heath Ledger was, like, for
quintessential.
Us, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jared Leto was
perfect.
Not
perfect, quintessential Joker again.
And this was always so bold because this was like an origin Joker movie that they've never, like, nobody's ever really told the origin story before. And you're like, you're featuring the Joker, and like this, I mean, like this, for DC, that has essentially been left behind in all the superhero movies for the most part. Like, they've had some good ones. Wonder Woman, obviously, I haven't seen it, but it's everything I've heard is great things about it.
It's good.
But most of their movies have kind of sucked.
Or been just mediocrely fine.
Like most of what they've done. And so, like, they need to. And the one thing that DC has that Marvel does not have. And I guess maybe, like, they did really well in the movies to where they kind of created that with Thanos. But, like, they don't have the Joker. He's such a unique villain where you actually root for him. Like, that's the one thing that DC's
always...
At the
very least, you want to watch it.
Yeah, that's the one thing DC's always had that, like, Marvel's never really had. Now, they may have created that again with Thanos, but, like, Thanos is done. Like, that's...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Endgame.
You don't care. You don't care. That's fine.
But,
are you... Sorry,
so
I don't mean to jump in.
No,
are you telling me that you're not incredibly hopeful for Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn? Probably the best movie title I've ever seen in my entire
life.
That
one might actually, like, it might be a pretty good movie.
It might be pretty good.
Yeah.
But it is called Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Oh, that's one movie.
Yeah. I thought it I initially thought it was two,
friends.
But I remember that it
that's
was
coming
one.
Out in 2020 starring Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
DC has, like, they're doing a new Suicide Squad, but they're going to, like, recast most of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which
what is
weird.
That? What is,
like,
happening
because,
there?
Like, they
I'm
just,
glad you brought that up.
They haven't,
what's
they just
going
have
on?
Not done it well. Now, the one thing I'm disappointed I'll never get to experience
Pete Davidson's
this.
In that movie, which I'm actually, like, low-key excited about.
Joaquin Phoenix is, like, a big-time method actor.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have just seen him during the filming of this.
Yeah.
And just see what he acted like as, like, just, like, in his daily life.
The next one, by the way, is
that
just
one
called...
Has to be frightening.
I believe the next one is just called The Suicide Squad, which is really confusing. And, like, I don't know
it's like a
why
sequel
John Cena's
slash
in it.
Reboot. Like
of a movie that came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Margot Robbie is still in it.
She's going to stay
there's
as...
There's a lot of the same actors.
Yeah, she's supposed to stay as Harley Quinn.
Because she's like one of the good parts of it.
Yeah.
One
but
of the
like
only
Peter
good
Capaldi
parts.
Is still in it. Or is in it now. Like, I don't know.
I think Jared Leto obviously is gone.
I think that can't be what he was looking for there.
There's a bunch of the ones that are in there that
it's
are
the same. Yeah, it's
really strange.
It's weird.
Like, so the sequel to Suicide Squad is going to be The Suicide Squad, which actually comes out after Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
I read something. I meant to tell just both of you guys when I was in New York. I saw an article talking about Marvel, though, how they were not willing to confirm yet that Deadpool would be part of the MCU universe, but that they are obviously going to make another one, and that obviously, regardless of whether it's in the universe or not, Ryan Reynolds will be the
That's good.
Deadpool.
That makes me happy. Yeah.
I was like, you knew it was going to be, but I was also, like, a little worried that they would, if they would just recast everybody. I was like, you can't recast Deadpool. They're not
going to. And he
confirmed that regardless of how Deadpool, if he's involved or if he's not involved, in the universe, it will be Ryan Reynolds as the actor.
The amounts of tweets that have come in following the tweet that I read earlier from Brett. Josh says, you'll get used to the confusion. Yeah. Different Josh said, somewhat confused, somewhat entertained is the most accurate description of listening to a Josh Briscoe segment I've ever heard.
Very true.
That's what keeps people coming back, to be honest. Thank you. Someone said their display name is just, are you high, which I'm not, but I get it. So I think this sums up your whole career. That's very good. Keith, who had a comment earlier, said, I've been listening for a few years. I'm still confused yet entertained. That right there, baby, that's the formula.
I've been working here and I'm still confused.
100% fair and true. 100%. I thought we were going to talk about Eric Fisher in this first hour. I really did.
I'm very
excited,
though, for the Joker. Right.
I'm very hopeful about it. I'm very hopeful about it. By the way, so on the one thing with the Suicide Squad, like, sequel, reboot thing, whatever, where a lot of people were tweeting about Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. So I need to write this down. If you're listening right now and you're also listening at 1 o'clock tomorrow during The Zone, this might come in handy. We're playing a game tomorrow, and I'm going to be on The Zone with Jason to play this game. I think it's gonna be very fun.
Oh, Idris Elba's gonna be in it.
Wasn't he in the first one?
Was he?
No,
I don't think.
I thought
he was
one of the, like,
I think he's, I'm pretty sure he was casted. I think I'm seeing.
I'd like to get ahead of this and say I'm not confusing him with Will Smith.
Yeah,
I want everyone to know that I don't think Idris Elba and Will Smith.
He's
an
addition to the new, like, of the new cast.
Okay,
along with, like, Pete Davidson, obviously John Cena, and a handful of people.
Have either of you guys seen the It movies yet? I've been bullying you guys.
I saw Chapter 1. I haven't seen Chapter 2.
So Chapter 2 is out right now.
Yeah,
it's extremely good. And I would say to anyone listening right now, if you are, like, intrigued by horror movies, but it's, like, not your jam, watch It Chapter 1 and It Chapter 2, like, around Halloween this year. If you're, like, really afraid of being spooked by it, watch it at home. Turn off the lights, but, like, watch it at home and you'll be fine. If you saw 1, you need to go see 2 in theaters. I'm probably going to rewatch both of them around Halloween because they're both very, very good.
I really want to see 2. I thought 1 was great. Yeah, I loved it. I'm excited to see 2.
Bill Hader in It Chapter 2 is so good. He's so good in that role. But, like, I'm actually excited to see, like, I don't know what Pete Davidson's going to do in the Suicide Squad movie, but I want to see it.
Was Bill Hader essentially, you know,
he was the grown-up kid who cursed
all
the time.
Of Stranger
Things. Finn Wolfhard, yes.
Yeah, perfect. I assume that's the character.
And it's all of the casting choices were pretty strong. That one is chef's kiss.
Speaking of casting, though, I just clicked on this article, like, with Pete Davidson joining the cast, and it's got a tweet that James Gunn, the director, sent out. It's just a picture of everybody who's in it.
Oh, interesting.
There's 24 cast members right here. Like, this movie has got a lot of, like, actors and actresses in general. Like, this is huge.
Yeah,
it's a
big cast, and maybe, you know, maybe a few of them will be good this time.
Yeah, like, that is just, there's a lot of people on here.
Not hold out hopes.
Can I say that I almost enjoyed the first one?
Like, I didn't see the first one.
Oh, really? It was so strange that it was weird to me. They never picked a side. They never decided if this is going to be, like, a weird acid trip or it's going to be a real superhero movie. And if they would have just gone full acid trip, I think I would have legitimately really enjoyed it.
I still haven't seen really any of DC's newer movies that are, like, they're kind of DC universe-ish.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've,
like,
seen a few.
I guess technically I think Superman Man of Steel is part of their universe, and I saw that one back in, like, 2012 maybe.
Yeah,
it
was decent.
Something like that. Yeah, I thought that movie was fine. Like, a lot of people hated it. I thought it was a fine movie. Like, I didn't hate it when I was done watching. I was like, yeah, it was fine.
It wasn't great, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was like, it was a fine way to kill 90 minutes. But I think outside of that, I think that's the only one I've actually seen of that whole, since they've started this kind of kind of a universe. Like, it's not all, like, the new Joker movie is not part of the universe.
Right.
But some of them are, some aren't. It's weird how they've done it.
And I would say ineffective.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Like, it's like they started.
Not great.
Yeah, they started the universe because Marvel had so much success with it, but then decided
to do the Justice League. Yeah. Nobody cares. Nobody wants that. Didn't need it. Never saw it.
Yeah.
Batman vs Superman, apparently not good. I tried to watch it. It was on my TV at one point. Like, it had been like DVR'd.
Mm-hmm.
I watched like 5 minutes, and then I straight up just like. I turned it off. I went to bed.
Justice League's pretty good. It's like a 6.5, I'd say.
It's fine. I'm just
got one really cool moment, and then the rest of it's just kind of borderline okay.
I'm just at capacity, I think.
Yeah, fine.
I think I'll get to it eventually. The one thing where, like, for me, where I've enjoyed DC, like, and it's just Marvel hasn't had a lot of it, is like I've enjoyed DC's TV shows way more. Like, I liked the Arrow. I liked the Flash. Like, I've liked their TV shows a lot. Their movies have just left me.
Unsatisfied.
Yeah.
Left you wanting. Yeah. You know what I'm watching right now? You know, I've been slowly trying to finish the final season of New Girl.
Oh, that show is so good.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm not sure if the show is good or not.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Have you seen the full thing?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
We'll take a commercial break in just a second. So, Beards, just hover over the button.
Thank you.
The last, like, season and, like, season and a half, but so far, I'm not done with it yet, but it's been very, like, crowd service, very, like...
They should have canceled the show.
We're just wrapping up a bunch of things. Everyone seems to be getting happy and all that.
When they clearly planned to cancel it, like, in the show is where they should have just ended it.
It's also fine. Like, I want to see characters that I've invested 6 seasons in have happy endings.
I will say...
it's fine.
The daughter, like, Cece's daughter, she is pretty funny.
Excellent.
Like, she's great.
Absolutely true.
So I enjoyed that addition.
And so it's all been fine. It's more the same, whatever. Didn't need it. It's fine. It's kind of like last season of The Office. It was like, all right, we're just going to... No one's pretending that this is, like, going to be critically acclaimed. It's just we're going to give these characters happy endings. It's
we're
fine.
We're giving most people what they want, and
But I'm enjoying it just fine because I'm seeing the endings of all of these characters. But also, like, I don't know if the show's actually good because I binged, like, the first 4 seasons in, like, 2 weeks of a summer of just complete emotional unavailability.
Yeah.
And so I got all of my emotional connections were all tied into this dumb TV show. Yeah. And so I have no way of even knowing if it's a good TV show or not.
When I started watching it, I love it. I watched on Hulu essentially, not week to week, but like I binge watched like 4 episodes. And then
for me, it was a summer of emotional unavailability. For me, it's been like 3 years of emotional
unavailability. Well, I would say it was more like 7 years, but like I would.
How old are you?
29 now.
It's been like 29 years of emotional unavailability.
I would say my first year I was pretty open.
When do you think it dropped off? Were you available as a toddler?
Oh, you know, I want to say my first memory of just realizing that people weren't my thing was when I was in kindergarten, we had a birthday party at Pizza Hut, and my mom says I walked up to her and said, "Mom, this whole birthday party thing just ain't for me." And I didn't have a birthday party after that. That was my first and like last one.
It was kindergarten?
Yeah.
How old are you in kindergarten?
So I was
six.
I started school.
Still 6? Is that how that works?
No, I mean, but like.
No, but yeah, I was 6 at that time, and yeah, just never been a fan of my birthday. So yeah, I would say that's about the time that I emotionally shut off people.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and I'm gonna give Rudy a hug.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
It's my favorite old movie, Blown Out with the Wind. Rosebud.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I get legitimately like confused whenever I don't know the music that we're hearing coming back from break. This one I figured out though. I'll allow it.
It's Nirvana, right?
That is Nirvana.
Yeah.
Unlike, I think in the inverse of every predominantly sports talk show in the history of the medium, when we went to break, Rudy started firing off his Lamar Jackson takes.
Yeah. We do our best sports talks.
In the commercials.
In the commercials.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah.
We will actually talk about some of those things next segment. And there was something else that I wanted to talk about that I legitimately already forgot about, which I know is pretty on brand for me.
What's it, Eric Fisher?
No, we will talk about that. Oh, it was the
Bobby
poll
Wade
questions.
Jr.
That I put out poll questions. You can vote on these poll questions at JB Briscoe on Twitter. There's one for Rudy and one for Beards, essentially. First question is Beards McFly the only person who hates Cheez-Its? And is it weird that Rudy stopped enjoying birthday parties at age 6?
I would say I never really enjoyed them, though, because, like, that was my first one that I at least remember. So I would say I never really started.
I need Beards. I know it's been a minute since you probably opened up the Beards Writes This Down section of your computer, but this one, I legitimately...
Is that the Google Doc?
I legitimately want to do...
I have a folder on my computer.
He has a notepad. If he dies, all of these ideas die. Yeah.
Notepad app.
No, seriously. He uses the notepad app, and if he dies and his computer's destroyed, all of these ideas die with him.
This is so on brand.
I need you to write down... We need to get a therapist who wants to, like, get more, you know, clients or whatever... to just come in here and hang out with us for an hour.
Yeah.
And let them kind of diagnose us.
Got it written down.
Because Beards is the legitimately pickier than any child I've ever known. Rudy shut off emotionally. That's so strange. Rudy shut off emotionally at age 6. And I literally, as a career path, decided, I need attention. There is something deep within... all of us that I think we just need to have write this down, therapist in studio for an hour, and we'll just see what they can find out about.
We'd make for a great case study.
1,000%. I mean, we would be
papers would be published on us.
Yes, and rightfully so. You can vote for the polls on Twitter at JB Briscoe. We actually have Chiefs topics. If you're excited about that, great. If you don't want it, don't go anywhere. We'll talk about some Chiefs stuff whenever we come back.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.